My take or my take at thetakeaway.org. So you may not be aware of this, but one of the great dramas of life on planet Earth is when fish sort of schlepped themselves out of the ocean and began to live on dry land. One of the great challenges of organisms, vertebrates, creatures with backbones, was to figure out a way of getting vitamin D into their system. And most of us evolved to do it using sunlight. Reptiles are very, very good at it. Mammals, not so good at it. And a report out Monday in the Archives of Internal Medicine says that between 1994 and 2004, Americans actually started getting less vitamin D and less than perhaps they need. Joining us to discuss the significance of both the vitamin and the results in this new study are Gabrielle Glaser, freelance journalist and author. Good morning.
Good morning.
Vitamin D is an unusual sort of creature in our metabolism. First of all, explain what we use it for and why it's different from, say, vitamin C and other more easily metabolizable and available vitamins.
Well, we used to use it, or people used to think that it was used only to protect us against bone disease. It was first discovered as something called the sunshine vitamin when kids started going indoors during industrialization and got rickets. And doctors learned that when children went back outside in sanitariums, they suddenly got better. And slowly over time, we learned that it helped protect against bone disease. But in recent years, we've come up with all sorts of advances in medicine that show us that vitamin D, which is actually not technically a vitamin, it's a hormone, is really important in protecting us against all sorts of diseases, and it's responsible for the regulation of about 1,000 human genes.
Now, what does this report show in terms of deficiencies, and what kind of health implications are there likely to be as a result?
Well, it's a very, very striking study. It shows that 3/4 of Americans are now deficient in vitamin D, and that's just in the last 10 years. Not that this is anything to brag about, but in 1994, half of Americans were deficient. So that's a big, big jump. And it's particularly significant for people with darker skin. The darker the skin, the more difficult it is to absorb vitamin D when you go into the sun. That's how the body makes vitamin D. You go into the sun hits your skin, and it goes through a process of manufacturing vitamin D, this hormone.
Now, the complexity of that process interacting with the sun plus the complexity of the molecule, it's a hormone. It's not an antioxidant like,
exactly,
say, vitamin
C. Exactly.
Right. So you can't necessarily supplement with pills to get vitamin D reliably. It's a little more tricky.
Exactly. You can get vitamin D at a health food store, at a reliable vitamin manufacturer.
Right.
And some people are saying that you should be taking, we really need to increase our intake of vitamin D, or the actual international units of them, to about at least 1,000 international units a day. At the moment, the recommendations are 200, which is a lot of people say that's a joke.
Now, over the long term, if Americans are deficient, and now that you're mentioning it, it seems to me that if we use more sunblock, that may actually impede our ability to absorb vitamin D. Don't know if that's true or not, but if we maintain these deficiencies, what are the health consequences?
The health consequences are quite serious, actually. It's been implicated just last month. British researchers found that it was responsible, vitamin D deficiency was responsible for turning on the gene that can cause MS. There are researchers looking at vitamin D and diabetes, vitamin D deficiency and asthma, vitamin D deficiencies in all sorts of cancers, depression, and
inability to remember things?
Yeah, inability. Exactly. I must be deficient myself.
Yeah, there we go. So, but seriously, the range of health impacts is not because we don't know much. It's because of the complexity of the molecule. Again, the more complex a molecule is, the more it interacts with all kinds of varieties of health processes.
Precisely. And 20 years ago, here's the most important thing. 20 years ago, doctors decided that we really needed to protect our skin and stop going out in the sun. So in the last 20 years, we have listened to that information. We want to protect our skin from melanoma. And we've stayed inside more. Furthermore, we've gotten much heavier and we drink a lot less milk, which is fortified with vitamin D.
So what's the recommendation then? Go out in the sun more, but sort of monitor your skin cancer potential?
Exactly.
I mean, it is a trade-off.
Nobody is telling you go out on tinfoil with your baby oil like, you know, everybody did in the 70s. But certainly it's okay to go out for 15 minutes a day maybe you want to protect your face, but expose your arms, expose your legs, and certainly try to get vitamin D, good vitamin D supplements. It's also, you can get it in a couple of foods, egg yolks, salmon, sardines, but we don't consume too many of those.
And fish are pretty good at vitamin D on
exactly.
their own, right?
And exactly.
But they live out of the sun
right.
there at the bottom of the ocean.
Eat
so
fish skin. That's great. Yeah.
All right, Gabriel Glaser, freelance journalist and author, talking about the inability of humans to easily acquire vitamin D without hanging out in the sun or increasing their consumption of vitamin D. It's a study that came out yesterday in the Archives of Internal Medicine. Between 1994 and 2004, Americans actually started getting less vitamin D. Gabriel, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mark Garrison has the headlines.
Thank you, John. 28 minutes after the hour.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.